Okay, we're on the Yudomid Beis at the bottom. Okay, it's Matzeves Asher Be'emek HaMelech. Says that Avshalom prepared for himself a matzeva in Emek HaMelech. Omra V'Chanina Bar Papa Ve'etz Amuko Shol Malko Shol Olam. The hint over here is that this already was prepared by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that this should happen. Right, Dichsiv, Hinei Meki Molecha Ra Mi Beisecha. Right, we see that the Rabbanu Shel Olam foretold to David that somebody from his own household would rebel against him. So this was already prepared by the Rabbanu Shel Olam as people Shel Bechira, just like the Rabbanu Shel Olam prepared the Golos Mitzrayim, but the Mitzrayim had Bechira to be the ones to fit the shoes or not. Same thing over here. Avshalom was the one who chose to do it, but already it was, the plan was already set by the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That didn't take away Avshalom's free choice. Rashi, Makim, Heitziv Avshalom Osa Eitza Vikima. Avshalom fulfilled the Eitza the Rabbanu Shel Olam already had. He stepped into the shoes of that Eitza. Matzeves Dvorav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tichsiv La'olam Hashem Dvorcha Nitzav. Dvar Hashem is called a matzeva, a nitzav. It's standing and that's a good word for nitzav. To be can't think of any case, whatever. Vayikra la matzeves al shmo, la osa rosh and nikra al shmo. Therefore, he stepped into the shoes of this, that which the Rabbanu Shel Olam set up to happen, and it was called on his name. Vayikra lo Avshalom kachi nikreis. Okay, that was that, and that was Matzeves Avshalom. Kiyotzi Bedover, we find a similar thing. Ata Omer, Veyishalcheu Me'emek Chevron. Right, they sent Yaakov, sent Yosef Me'emek Chevron. What's Me'emek Chevron? Omri Bechanina Bar Papa Ba'atz Be'etsa Amuka Shel Oso Tzadik Shekover Bechevron. This already was prepared from the time of Avram Avinu, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam foretold to him that his children were going to Mitzrayim or going to Golus. And this is the way that the Rabbanu Shel Olam prepared it. The brothers had free choice, and they sold Yosef, but that set into motion the causes that would go to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Dechsiv Yodoa Teda Kigeri Yazaracha. The Rabbanu Shel Olam already set up this before, and this just now fit into those shoes. Ki Omer Ein Li Ben. Right, so Avshalom created this, the simple meaning. Avshalom made this monument to himself during his lifetime because he said, I don't have any children. The Gemara says, V'lohavi le'boni, Avshalom didn't have any children. V'oksi v'yivoldu l'Avshalom shlosha bonim u'bas achas. Avshalom had four children, three boys and a girl. Amrav Yitzhak bar Avdimi shlohoye lo ben hogun l'malchus. He didn't have any children that were roy to take his place, roy to l'malchus, that they could inherit the Malchus of Malchus Beis David. So he considered it as if they didn't have any children. Rav Chisda Omar Gemirei Kol Asorif Tvoso Shechavero Eino Me'eniach Ben Liyorsho. No, we have a Kabbalah that somebody who burns somebody else's Tvua doesn't end up leaving over any children. So he had children, but they all died. Right? And we know that because he was Sorif Tvoso Shechavero. Where was that? Where was Ehud Kalya the Yoav? He burnt the Tvu of Yoav because when Yoav brought him back where David HaMelech was Mephias David to bring Avshalom back. So David didn't want to see him, and Yoav, since he was the one who made this peace treaty between David and Avshalom, so Avshalom was getting concerned why he was procrastinating in making this complete. So in order to get Yoav to work and to get on the issue, he burnt his field down, and then Yoav took notice of what happened. Dichsi vayomer el avodav ru'u chelkas Yoav el yodai. Right, go and see the field of Yoav, which is here. Velo shamsa orim lechuvet sisu be'esh. Go and burn down his field. That'll get his attention. Vayatzitzu avde Avshalom esachaluka be'esh, esachelka be'esh. So they burnt his field. So anybody who burns somebody else's tevua, we have a Kabbalah that he's not going to leave any children to yarshin him. And therefore, according to this Kabbalah, even though Avshalom had children, in the end of his life, they all died in his lifetime. Rashi. Vayishalcheu me'emech Chevron, v'Yosef mishto ikra. It's talking about Yosef, that Yaakov sent him me'emech Chevron. Kishesholcho Yaakov itzolechov. V'hu tchilas sibas yiridas Yisrael Mitzrayim. This was what set in motion all the causes that in the end they went down to Mitzrayim. Al shal oso tzadik shekover v'Chevron, Avram. Eino. Okay, we get it. Okay. V'chein le'inyan hatova. Just like we find that the Rabbanu Shel Olam does mida k'neged to negative, it's also by positive. And we find by Miriam also that the Rabbanu Shel Olam paid her back mida k'neged mida. Where it says midami hasam chadashai the hocha shiva yomi. Right, the chorus is not the same thing. Right there, she waited one hour. Tosha says even a few minutes, and chadashai doesn't necessarily mean an hour. It means a certain period of time. Is a hashlochos lagabe mikveh. It says in halacha that a woman should spend shoachas in the preparation of the chafifa, and the poskim say shoachas doesn't necessarily mean that she has to, you know, take a stopwatch and do an hour. It means 15-20 minutes or whatever, even a half an hour is enough. So here, what's it called? But still, the ma'isa, she only waited a short amount of time, and Klal Yisrael waited for her 7 days. Rabbaya emo ule inyan tova eno kein. Doesn't mean that it's exactly the same. It means, what's it called? You should say ule inyan tova eno kein. By tova, it's not like that. By ra, you get what you deserve, mida kenegid mida. By tova, you get even more. It's not the same. Omrele rava, behove chain le inyan hatova ktani. Lemaisa, it says not like that. It says that it's the same. Ela omar rava hochik tani. The chain le inyan hatova de baoso mida. Ula'olam mida tova maruba midas peronios, right? And it doesn't. That's talking about the quantity. It's talking about the quality. Just like raw, you get paid in kind. So too in tova, but it's not exactly the same, because in quantity you get more of the same kind by tova than you get the same kind for raw. Ain't okay. The Yoser Mimashu who molded him low. By Tova, you get more than you did. You get the same type of thing, but more of it. The Baosa Mida Dugma Me Ainosam Inyan. You get the same kind of thing. Umiyo Yoser Mimashu also Me Mishtalin. But you get more in quantity. The Mida Tova Maruba Betashlumi Midas Puranios. Okay. Miriam stood far away to see what was going to happen with Moshe. The whole pasuk is merames that not only Miriam was standing there, but the Shechina was there waiting to see what was going to happen with Moshe. The word vateitzatzav hints to the Rabbanu Shlom, because it says by the Rabbanu Shlom vayisyatzev achoso. That Tetzav Achoso, Achoso is also remiss to the Shechina. Dechsiv Emer Lechochma Achosiat. Meirachok Dechsiv, Meirachok Hashem Nirali. Meirachok also is a word that's used in conjunction with the Shechina. Lodas Dechsiv, Ki El Deos Hashem. Ma, Lodas Ma, Dechsiv, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimach. Yaase Dechsiv, Ki Lo Yaase Elokim Davar, right, unless he tells the Nevi'im. So all these words have a connection to the Shechina. So they're all a hint, a remote hint, to the fact that not only Miriam was standing there waiting to see what happened, the Shechina was also. Lo, dichsi, vayikra, lo, Hashem, shalom. So the whole pasuk, every single word hints to the Shechina also. Rashi, emer lechochma, shehu eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umipiv. Chochma emanates from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Shenemer ki Hashem yitein chochma, mipiv dasu svuna. So Chochma, Emer Lechochma is also a remez to the Shechina. Okay. Vayokam Melech Chodosh, since we mentioned Yiridas Mitzrayim, now we're going off on a tangent to speak about Shibud Mitzrayim. Vayokam Melech Chodosh, Ravu Shmuel. Chad Omar Chodesh Mamash. One says he was a new king. The Chad Omar Shenischad Shu Gzeirosav. The same king, but he changed his what's it called policies. Man Omar Chodesh Mamash Dechsiv Chodesh. One who says he was a new king, it says he was a new king. Man Omar Shenischad Shu Gzeirosav. The Loksiv Ayomas Vayimloch. Doesn't say the old king died and this one came. Just Vayokam Melech Chodesh. So obviously the first one didn't die, so it was the same guy. And some say that the first opinion, either Rav or Shmuel, says that in Hanami, the first king didn't die, but a new dynasty took over and deposed that first king. So it's Vayokam Melech Chodesh, but it never was Vayomas, the original king. It was a deposition, whatever it's called. It's a, what? A coup that there was. Okay. Asher lo yodes Yosef, the havi domi commander lo yodale, klal. Right, according to that opinion, there wasn't a new king, it was the same king. So I mean, asher lo yoda means that he made himself as if he didn't know. Vayomer al amo, hinei am b'nei Yisrael, tana, hu hischil ve'etza tchila, lefichach loka tchila. Since he was the one who started to bring up the ideas of being meshabed klal Yisrael, therefore when the time came to punish, he got punished first. Who hischu beitza tchila to see vayomer alamo, right? He was the one who initiated this plan. Beficha chloka tchila to see uvecho uveamcho vechol avodecho. The maka will come, you and your nation and all your avodim. He came first. Hova nischach malo lohem miboya. Should it say hova nischach malohem? We're talking about let's be wise and make a wise plan against Klal Yisrael. So why does it say lo? Let's find a plan that will be wise concerning the Rabban Shalom, that he won't be able to take revenge on us. How should we, what's it called, judge them? If we burn them to death, the Rabban Shalom will take Nakam on us in fire. If we kill them with a sword, the Rabban Shalom takes revenge with a sword. I don't know if they knew them. The Maral says all these situations. First of all, it could be they did know them, right? The Nazis, right, researched Judaism very well, and they used to have a psychological war. So it could be that, first of all, these psukim weren't written then. But in any case, they had this idea. The psukim represent what they knew from the past. But in any case, the Maral says that all these things where it says that these goyim, what's it called, they had this in mind or that in mind, doesn't mean them. It means the malachim and shamayim that represent them. Ela boven idolni b'mayim. We'll judge them with water. Right? We'll drown them. Shkvar nishba kodesh baruch hasheinu mevi mabel olam. The Rabban Shem said he's not going to bring a mabel, so with water he can't get us back. Shenemra ki mei noach zosli. Vehein einam yodim shal kol ha'olam kuleinu mevi. He doesn't bring a mabel on the whole world. Aval al umaach asu mevi. But on one nation he could. So they ask on this, l'chora chasi shir is also min ha'torah. Right? If the Rabban Shem can't bring a mabel on the whole world, then how can he bring a mabel on part of the world? So chasi shir. If the Rabban Shem follows the Torah too, and chasi shir is also. But the answer is, a mabel is not just a lot of water. Mabel means, as the Rabban Shem said, a mabel on the whole world means that's a unit to itself. A partial flood is not a mabul that destroys the whole world. It's a different thing. It's not a chasishir, it's a different thing completely. Inami, hu eno mevi, avalhein boim v'noflim besocha. The Russian won't bring water to drown people, even if you hold from that. That maybe a flood is also a partial thing. But the Russian didn't flood Mitzrayim. He brought them and threw them into the sea. Right? He didn't bring the sea to them. A mabul is where the Russian brings the sea to them, not where he brings them to the sea. The Mitzrayim ran into the ocean. The ocean didn't overflow and get them. They got mida keneged mida. The pot that they cooked in, that's where they were cooked. My mashma, the haiv zodu lishna dikdeira. Where do you know the word zodu? Zodu pashut means that they did something bemazed. That which they did intentionally against the Jewish people. Where do you see the word zodu has a connection to a pot? Dichsiv ayozid Yaakov nozid, right? That he cooked up a nozid. So there's something that's cooked up in a pot is also called nozid. See Rashi. V'nishchakein l'moshion. Levakesh lonu chochma kenegdo. Let's be wise and figure out a plan that will counteract the Ribbono Shel'Olam's ability to get even with us. Because the Ribbono Shel'Olam functions in an orderly way, and if it doesn't fit that order, then he's not going to get revenge on us. That he won't be able to punish us mida keneged mida, and since the Ribbono Shel'Olam set up that he punishes mida keneged mida, if he can't do it, he won't do it. Shiodanu midrachav, we know that the Ribbono Shel'Olam's way is shemodei mida keneged mida, l'dor hamabul anshei Sodom. He punished, we know from history, that he punished the anshei Sodom and the dor hamabul mida keneged mida. So if we get them with fire, right, the Ribbono Shel'Olam will get us back with fire. Shebishlu loshen vayozid Yaakov nozid. The pot they cooked in, they got cooked in. Okay. Amrab Chia bar Abba, Amrab Rab Simai, Shlosha hayu bosa etza. There were three people who were in part of this etza. When Paro said, Hova nishak malo, let's find an etza, how to get the Yidden in a way that we won't get punished for it. So three people were part of that etza. Bilam, the Eo, the Yisro. Bilam sheyoatz nera. Bilam agreed with Paro and gave him an etza that the Taka should, what's it called? He was part of the etza to drown them. Eov sheshosak nidam biyisurit. Eov kept quiet. He didn't protest and he didn't actively give any etzas. He got nidam biyisurit. Famous Briskarov. What was the mida keneged mida for Yisro? He said because Yisro kept quiet because he said it's not going to help. Paro's going to do what he wants to do. So why should I waste my breath and protest? Paro is, what's it called, not going to listen to me anyway. So the Ribbono Shel'Olam brought Yisurim and he started to scream and cry. The Ribbono Shel'Olam said, what are you screaming and crying for? I'm telling you, it's not going to help. He said, Elamai, when it hurts, you scream and cry. So if it would hurt you then, what you heard, what Paro wanted to do, you would have protested too. Yisro Sheborach.
Huh? Not killed with a sword.
Who?
Bilam should have been drowned, not killed with a sword.
Bilam should have been drowned. Yeah, but Bilam didn't drown then. Right.
He
only gave the etza.
So that's
right.
What he should have been.
Well, no, but that's not what he did. He only gave the etza to what's it called? Okay. Yisro Sheborach. Yisro ran away in protest. Zochum mibnei bonov sheyeshvu belishkas hagozes. And Yisro was zocha that his children should sit in lishkas hagozes. They should also be bali etza. Okay. The mida keneged mida by Bilam. We'll see in Rashi in a second. Is mashma from Rashi. That the mida keneged mida was like this. What was his aveira? The etza. So Yisro got a schar that his children were bali etza in lishkas hagozes. What did Bilam do when he gave the etza to Balak? How to later on have Klal Yisrael decimated by being over on Znus? When he went to get paid for the etza, that's when he got killed. So that was mida keneged mida. He gave an etza, he got killed when he went to get paid for his etza later on, different etza.
And Yisro got. Was running away his first.
But he protested. He ran away because Paro was going to kill him, right? He had a right to run away, right? But he ran away in protest. So that he was moche.
What's the protest?
What?
What's actually the protest?
He got up and he said, "I don't go along with this. I'm not." And before Paro could kill him, he ran away. Shenemar u'mishpacho sofrim yoshve yavatz tarasayim shmatim sukosayim heima hakenim haboy mechamas avi beis rechev. Okay, these are yoshve yavatz, people who sat in lishkas hagozes. We'll see the Gemara is going to explain the pasuk. Uksi v'nei keni chosein Moshe, and they were the b'nei what's it called heima hakenim. That's what's it called from Yisro's family.
Who says they were Sanhedrin, maybe just secretaries, scribes.
No, so Gemara explains what's it called. Later on, the Gemara explains this pasuk that it was what's it called, people who were Yoshvei Shari Yushalayim, that the Tirasayim is they sat in the Shorim. Shorim means the Beis HaMishpat, Beis Din. Okay. But also Eitza Dinishak Malo. Yoshve Yavatz, Talmide Yavatz, Adam Godel B'Torah Haya. Right? Yavetz was an Adam Gadol Batorah. Kedeshiv, Vayikra Yavetz Elokei Yisrael, Im Beirach Tevarech Varchini, Betorah, Vihirbisa Es Gevuli Betalmidim, Vayova Elokim Es Asher Shoal. The Rabban Shalom gave him what he asked. So he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham with a lot of Talmidim, Yavetz. Tirasayim, Meforesh Besifri, Sheshamu Trua Bahar Sinai. These are the people who were at Har Sinai and heard the Trua, the Kol HaShofar Sinai, Loshan Acher, Tirasayim, Hashem Shoyu Yoshvim Beshara Yerushalayim. Tara is the Aramaic for Shar. So they sat Beshara Yerushalayim. Shar Yerushalayim means the Beis Din, Lishkas Hagozis. Shmakim Sheshamanu Mitzvah Adiyim. Sheshamu Mitzvah Adiyim. They listened to their father. It says that the children children of Yisro, what's it called? The father commanded them, right, that they should not live in houses. They should be nomads. They shouldn't drink wine. And then, what's it called? And I think Yechezkel called them and told them to be over on their nether, and they refused to do it, and they used that as a condemnation of Klal Yisrael, that they're over on all the mitzvahs, and here these people keep the mesorah of their father. Divnei Yonadav ben Rechev, Mishto Ikra, Vehem Hayum Ibnei Bonav Shal Yisrael. The children of Yonadav ben Rechev were from the descendants of Yisrael. Can Mefarish Va'azul Heim HaKenim. Sukosayim Al Shem Shahayu Yoshvim B'Sukos. They were nomads. They never built houses. Their father made them take a nether. They wouldn't build houses. The seed Yoshe Boalim, the Korev Lahu Mishpachas Sofrim, the Hainu Sanhedrin. Sofrim refers to the Sanhedrin. The Chen Tirasayim Ziknei Hashar. Same thing. Tirasayim refers to people of Yoshve Shar throughout the Chumash. The Shar Ha'ir is the Beis Din. Okay, let's go on. The Nilcham Bonu Va'olam Min Ha'aretz. Right, it says, and they'll fight against us. The Olinu Miboyalei. They were afraid that they were going to be thrown out of the land. The Mitzrim. Not that the Jews will leave. Omravaba Bar Kahana ka Adam Shimakalas Atzmo, the Tol Kilas Bhavero. He didn't want to say on himself that we're gonna end up leaving the land. So he said it as a euphemism and they're gonna leave the land. Right? But he meant we're gonna leave, but he didn't want to say it. By Yasimu Allah Sore Misim Aleya Miboyale. So they put taskmasters over them, should have said. So what's over him? Allah? Tonad Veir Belezer, Berb Shimon, Malamid Sheviu Maldain, Vitolol of the Parabit Savoro. They brought a mold where they made bricks in that mold. And they hung it on the neck of Paro, Bit Savoro, the Chol Echod Echom Israel, Shomer Lahem Istinus Ani, Omrulo, Klum Istinus Ata Yosemi Paro. Paro himself, volunteered for this public, works in Mitzrayim. So anybody who claimed that they couldn't do it because they were too frail, so you're more frail than Paro, he's here working. So that's how he got them. That was the Perach. It says he got them to work in the beginning, that they volunteered to be very loyal patriots, because Paro himself was working. Sore Misim, Dvar Shem Mesim, what's it called? Sore Misim, something that helped to put this Avoda on them. And that was the fact that Paro, volunteered, that made it, that they could now push this on Klal Yisrael. Laman anoso besiv lo som, anoso mi boyele. It should have said, Laman anosom, talking about a whole nation. Why is anoso? Laman anoso le Paro besiv lo som de Israel. Paro accepted upon himself to be a little inconvenience, to put this mold, the brick roll mold around his neck, and to start working with them in order to give soivel to Klal Yisrael. Vayiven ari miskinos leparo, Rabu Shmuel, chadomar shemiskein miskinos es baleyen, right, vachadomar shemimaskinos es baleyen. Okay, some say that they made him build, and building, what's it called, endangers the people who do it, and some say it makes them poor. The Omar Mar, not every Girsa has this Girsa, the Omar Mar, Rashi says. Kola Osik, but Binyam is masking. We're not only talking over here that it put them in danger and made them poor, but all building in general. People involved in construction are in dangerous position. They could fall off the roof when they're building. And also, it's, what's it called? It's a parnosa that makes you poor. A building. See one second why.
That's why Eli's
and
not
these
here.
Two, what?
That's why Eli's not here.
Right. Rashi. Malbein. No. The Olinu min ha'aretz, mi boyalei. I should have said, what's it called? The Olinu. Yigarshenu min ha'aretz. They're going to chase us out of the land. My the Allah, they'll go out. Halavai she yetsu soneim mearsam hol v'yireim ibneim. Halavai they get. In other words, he really was afraid they're going to throw us out. But halavai they should leave because we're afraid that in the end they're going to throw us out. So he said it in such a way they'll leave the land. But he really meant what he's afraid was that they're going to force them to leave the land. Malbein kemin tfus shebo olshin halavein. It's a mold which you make bricks in. Shemalin also tit umachlikin also vehi alaveina. You fill it up with the mortar and it dries in that mold, and that's how you make bricks. Visolo laparo the olekoi. It's going on paro, right? Kro umine solik. It said it was talking about paro. Vayomer alamo. It's talking about paro. What paro said, and then it says hava neschak molo. Vayasimu olov sorei misim. Olov is not going on klali, so it's going on paro. He put sorei misim, something that would then, sorei misim means something that would now push on Klal Yisrael this avdus. The fact that he started it, that he was there. Istinis, mefunik, veino yochol asas malacha. If somebody would say, I'm too dainty, I can't, frail, I can't do malacha, he said, are you more frail? Paro is a lot more mefunik than you are, and he can do the work, you can do it too. Sorei misim, dovar, something that was able, with this he was able to push the avoda on them. Also, malbein shetalulo Yisrael ridui al hasuma. Right, this was caused them to Paro to be able to push on them the malacha. The fact that he volunteered first. Laman anosol Paro bishvil shivlosom the Yisrael shiatu shem lishmol. Because Paro inconvenienced himself, that caused him to be able to put the sevel on Klal Yisrael. Shemesakno says Balein, Shalide Osan Heorim the Oso Avoda Nistaknu Mitzrayim Litova Bayam. So if it's talking about Mitzrayim, it says because of this building, it endangered them. In the end, they drowned in the Yam because of what they made Klal Yisrael build these cities. Shemesmasknos Medalgos made them poor. The Siva Inatsulis Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim became totally impoverished when the Jews left. Uvishvil Avodazu Irolohen. Ulahai Lishna Lo Garcina de Omar Mar Kola Osik Bibinya Mismaske. According to this explanation, the Girsa is not that everybody who builds gets poor and is in danger. It's specifically talking about the building of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim that endangered the Mitzrayim in the end and impoverished them. Uman de Gorisla. When the one who is goris it, so it's not talking about this building. It's about all building. Mitargamina lahachtu ravu shmuel nomi akol binyonim shol kol adam. All building, all construction is a dangerous thing, and it ends up making you poor. Miskinos pamim she nofil miabinyon umeis. You could fall off the construction site and die, which people do all the time. Mimaskinos she mevies ha'adam lidei anius. Building, once you get involved with contractors or whatever, you end up poor.
They get sued.
Right.
Doing a good job.
Whatever. Okay, let's go on.
He doesn't hold it as my armor.
Es pisom vies ramses. Rabu Shmuel, Chadomer Pisom Shma, the Lama Nikra Shma Ramses. It was the same city, Pisom and Ramses. It weren't two different cities. One says the name was Pisom, and it was nicknamed Ramses, Sharishon Rishon Misroses, because when they built it, the Medrash says they built it on sand. And as they built, it fell in. Then had to rebuild it. And that was part of the Avodas Perech. Avodas Perech is work that you don't see any result from. The Chadomer Ramses Shma. Ramses was its name. Valoma Nikra Shma Pitom Sharishon Rishon Pitahom Bolo. It was swallowed up in the ground. They built and it was swallowed up and then they had to build again. The Chashir Ya'anu also Kain Yirbe V'chein Yifrots Kain Rovu V'chein Portsumi Boyalei. To say, as they afflicted them, they, what's it called, got more. Should I say in the past tense? What's kein yirbe v'chein yifros? Omrei shlokish, ruach hakodesh mevas roson, kein yirbe v'chein yifros. The ruach hakodesh, the shchina said, you think that you're going to cut them down by afflicting them, I'm telling you that they're going in the future to become even more. Vayakutz of Israel, malamit shayu domim be'enam kekotzim. The Jews were like in the eyes of the Egyptians, like thorns in their eyes, like a thorn in my eye, thorn in my side. Okay. Vayaviru Mitzrayim me'ezob aforech, and then tomorrow we'll see what the aforech is. Rishon Rishon Misroses Kishahayu Bonim Tsas Hayu Misroses the Nofel. They built a little bit and it fell down. The Cholzrinu Bonim Vahu Nofel. And they kept building and it kept falling down. Pihatahom Bolo Nivla Ba'aretz. Not that it fell down, but it was swallowed up by the ground. Ruach HaKodesh Mivas Rosom Israel Vahomer Lemitzrayim Ein Moelohem. Right? Kein Yir Batomid Vichen Yifro. It's not going to help what you're afflicting them. Because I'm telling you, the Shechina says, "Kein yirbe v'chein yifrots," in the future. Vayokutsu hayadom alohen ki ilu einayim v'gufa maleim kotzim. The Yidden were such a bother to the Mitzrim that they considered it like thorns in their side and their eyes. Bir osam is Israel parim v'rom. They saw the Jews, proliferating. It was like thorns in their eyes and in their side. Okay.